This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo joining us special from LibertyOnTour.com. Always good to have you here, Ademo. And, of course, you and your partners, Pete and Bo, are getting ready to take another trip, albeit hopefully a short one, down to Greenfield, Massachusetts. I certainly want to talk more about that. Also on the way, a woman is facing 93 days in jail for planting a vegetable garden. We will tell you about that. Plus, a presidential candidate has come out in favor of banning pornography. So there's all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about. But, of course, you...
The fun just doesn't stop here on Free Talk Live.
It's so much fun. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 800-259-9231. But, Ademo, you are from LibertyOnTour.com, and you guys are based out of Keene, New Hampshire these days. But... unfortunately, you have to leave the wonderful confines of New Hampshire, the Shire, and go down to the evil place that is Massachusetts, specifically Greenfield, because you're facing a felony charge of wiretapping.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, coming up here, we have a trial, July 18th, so we're going to go back there, me, Pete, and Bo, the newest member of LibertyOnTour.com. And we're going to try to get some accountability. We're going to raise awareness, hand out some more of our DVDs, get some flyers, interview some folks about their experiences with the Greenfield Police Department, and then hopefully, like you mentioned, complete the short trip that has a return, hopefully, to Keene.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, with a not guilty verdict all around. And
sometimes I wonder whether that's your guys' point, though. The short trip, not guilty verdict. I just wonder.
I hope so. I mean, just recently I was facing felony charges for... improper influence of a judge that so far has gone in my favor. And
right, the judge you're talking about, Burke, Edward Burke here in Keene, we've got a long history going back with him and his naughty behavior, but you were asking him some questions in public on video, and he accused you of threatening him, had his men arrest you, and you were charged with a felony. That charge has since been mostly dropped, although it could come back.
Yeah, it's pretty much dropped. And for those who want to see the video, they can go to copblock.org/Burke's video, B-U-R-K-E video, one word. And basically, yeah, I asked him about three or four questions. He lied, said I was threatening him, had the bailiffs detain me.
Before, when you watch the video, be sure to look for the threatening part. Because, you know, I watched a couple of times. I was looking for that threatening, and I, you know, you never raised your voice.
Exactly, yeah. I was calm, cool, and I just said, I want to have a conversation with you was the last statement I made to him when he said I was threatening him. So yeah, the bailiffs detained me, they held me, took me to a police station, charged me with a felony, left me in jail for 2.5 days, put me on a $5,000 cash bond, which is just ridiculous, which I was fortunate enough to have a supporter help me out and bail me out.
Yeah.
Because that was great, because that was the key to me having the charges dropped. I was able to get the video back from the police department, publish it online. I think that did a lot for... putting pressure on them, winning in the court of public opinion, as well as I was able to subpoena Burke. It was a little bit of a task, but we did get a subpoena to Judge Burke, and I think that might have even scared them more that Burke was going to have to be on a stand answering my questions.
So now you actually had to hire the sheriff. You tried to subpoena him yourself with a friend of with a local activist, Jason Repture, but that wasn't successful because Burke refused to take it. But then you went down to the sheriff's office, and you had to pay them to subpoena Burke. So did they actually call you with confirmation that they did serve it?
They did not. I had to call them.
Didn't they say they were going to call
you? They did say, and they said they'd do his policy, but no, they didn't. And I called, and I guess, yes, they served him about 20 minutes before the deadline. So they waited until the last minute to serve him. And yeah, unfortunately, I had to pay them. I was hoping to bring that up at court that, you know, that Edward Burke refused the first subpoena, which he could not do, even though it wasn't from a sheriff. It doesn't have to be. And but I guess that's going to have to wait for another day.
Well, right, because you also had to pay Burke to show up, right? Because there's like a fee.
Exactly, yeah.
Burke has. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No.
The public servants have to be paid to show up when they're charging you with something?
Yeah, but only defined in the law that officers needed to be paid this amount and all other people was the other. And so the distance is $30. So, yeah, right now Burke pretty much owes me $90 as I see it.
Right, because he paid Burke to show up at this hearing, which they are not having now because the charge has been null prost. And so Burke got $30 cash.
Right, and exactly. And to answer your question before, it's pretty much the district court is done with my charges. That means I'm off of bail. The money has actually been returned already. And they now can push it to the county prosecutor, who can decide if he wants a grand jury to see it. Mm-hmm. And if a grand jury decides to press charges on me. Now, Chris McLaughlin, the DA here, said that that's rare or unlikely. But he also didn't say what time frame they have to do that. So I don't know if I'm a bad boy again in a couple months.
But you're off bail, though.
I'm off bail. Okay. And that's a good thing. So
now you're going to Massachusetts coming up. You're leaving on Sunday. Is that right?
Yep, we're
going to
head on there Sunday.
Pete, Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
Yep, Marv, Pete, and Bo and I are going to head back down there. Last time, we also had the first week of the Free State Friendship Tour, which just concluded. Folks want to check that out, go to libertyandtour.com/Free State Friendship Tour. And we're down there the first week of that tour, raised awareness again, got a lot of folks out, distributed a lot of DVDs. We're hoping to build off of that, do a little more targeted stories on victims that we met last time, do outreach, maybe even hold like a press conference type meeting with officials that of the community will invite, as well as the public, and really just try to hold these guys accountable and, of course, highlight the case. I mean, there'll be a motion and a trial, which probably will go a couple days.
So you guys are going down there Sunday. You're staying for a full week, and then Monday the 18th, that's the day of the trial.
Yep, July 18th, 9 a.m., it kicks off. If folks are so inclined, I believe there are people who will be doing FIJA and jury outreach prior to sign-waving, pamphlet handing out, so I encourage them to come by even as early as quarter to 8 a.m.
So the idea is the jury will be selected on the same day, and the trial will go on the same day?
That's how we understand it, that there is a pool. We've probably already missed collecting, doing outreach to the whole juries that come in, like the mass group of people, and then they have like A, B, and C juries, I think, and they call these in on random weeks. From my understanding, but then so the pool will have to come in, and then we'll pick a jury, and everyone else will get to go home. So they're broken down into pools at this moment.
And you guys are going to have a video camera in the courtroom, if all at all possible.
We're hoping multiple. There's a Facebook event. If people go to coplock.org/Greenfield, the event to the trial will be there. They can RSVP as well, see what other folks are doing, coordinate rides, outreach, signs, everything.
Now, coplock.org/Greenfield, that's pretty much the go-to page to get the full history, like from the very beginning of why this even happened with you guys at the jail, recording video at the jail openly, and then being accosted by the bureaucrats there, the cops called out, the cop accosts you, and then at that point, you're arrested.
Right, exactly. People can go to coplock.org/Greenfield, and that has everything. We were arrested July 1st, 2010, so it's over a year now.
Yeah, that's right.
And everything from the very bottom of the post up to most recent, and there's a few updates at the top. There's a 27-minute long documentary-style video where it's highlighted pretty much up until this past March. And so that will get people caught up to speed if they got about 27 minutes. Otherwise, yes, you can select through post. We have everything from motions we filed, reports of all the police officers. Everything is public on this post. Everybody.
This is a pretty big deal. I mean, this trial is happening, not just because it's you guys and your friends of mine, but also because in Massachusetts is one of the worst as far as states regarding how they treat people who record the police.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they have one of the worst wiretapping laws that the police, it isn't designed for the police, it doesn't really protect the police, it's used for everybody, but police are abusing it to deter people from filming them. So in this state, they have routinely, with Anthony Gruber on the motorcycle, well that was Maryland actually. Not Mass.
Yeah, Massachusetts probably has actually a pretty ordinary wiretap law. It's just the enforcement that they've been using in Massachusetts. There have been a couple of cases. Yours is just among them, where it's amazing what they're getting away with. I mean, videotaping with a camcorder is wiretapping. I mean, clearly this is a miscarriage of what the framers of whatever this law were intending. They didn't call it the wiretapping law. If cops weren't supposed to be videotaped out in the open. Otherwise, it'd be called the recording police in public law.
But then again, we do live in a time, in a world, in a country where gardening is illegal. So recording the police, anything they say, anything they don't like, they'll make it illegal. They'll go after you for it, and they're going to try to go after you guys, and we're going to stand behind you as much as possible. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, and those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by Free State Project, bringing liberty-minded people together. all to the same place to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it makes a difference when you get people together who love freedom. Not only do you end up having a social scene that is just unsurpassed in the liberty movement, but you also end up having really great activism. Activism that in my lifetime was impossible down in Florida. I mean, I couldn't have really even... It would have been my wildest imagination to have happen what has happened already here in New Hampshire.
Same with me in Wisconsin. No way this would have happened there.
I mean, right. And I want to stress that point. For me, what I expected, what I imagined when I signed up for the Free State Project has occurred. You know, we've got 12 to 15 Liberty reps in the state house. That to me is a big deal. They've got some legislation that's gone through. There's been a 12% decrease in the budget as far as the
I heard
budget.
That passed, by the way.
Well, it didn't pass as much as the governor just didn't sign it, right?
So that means it passed, right?
It passed, yes. It's gone through. So, I mean, the governor, you know, either signs. That's the thing is about this governor is all governors in New Hampshire are weak. It's a weak position compared to other states. So, you know, if he just doesn't sign a piece of legislation, it becomes law.
Interesting. So there have been political successes and, of course, there have been some civil disobedience, just amazing success in the world of civil disobedience up here. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about some of what's going on up here. Learn the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire and start making plans to get up here. Freestateproject.org, because we need more people here sooner rather than later. The more we can get in New Hampshire, the better off we're all going
to be. I don't know how many more charges I can take, so we need someone to jump in here for a minute.
That's just it. You know, I mean, it's tough, Ademo, you and I being in this kind of position of, you know, two of the guys of a smaller group of activists, because we talked in detail about this, I think it was last night on the show, about an article that I wrote recently over at freekeen.com talking about a certain incident when Bo, your partner, was arrested at Keene District Court. How it is that when the man in the robe said to everyone in the audience, after they all laughed at some absurdity, like, you know, him commenting on, you know, how it's ruining the dignity of the court, everybody laughed. He then said something to the effect of, well, I'm going to ask everyone to leave before I come back to finish this hearing.
Right, yeah, I read that, and then you were saying how everyone left. I was arriving at the court around that time. I got there probably about 5 minutes sooner and was talking to bailiffs out in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Plus, I had a hat on, so I was contemplating if I wanted to get into this mess having all the work I had on. But anyways, I was surprised at how many people had left, too, that, like, at what point... You know, we have good numbers. I mean, there's always about 15, 20 activists in court on, like, you know, just a normal... charge, nothing too serious, like typical.
You can count
attendance.
On at least a dozen, for sure.
So, I mean, that's a good number, but it's not quite enough. 30, 40, like, people are going to stay.
Well, that's why I say, if we've got 100 people in that courtroom, then if they say something like, well, everybody, you know, I'm going to ask you all to leave, then if half the people leave, you still got 50 people in the courtroom. So that's why we need more people. And I think people also need to practice taking baby steps into the world of non-cooperation. It can be a really empowering experience, but part of the problem is once you get into it, you don't want to get out of it. Like, once you start non-cooperating and doing civil disobedience, it kind of hooks you.
Exactly.
Like, it's good to say no, and it feels good to say no. And then if you're like on bail, like you and I were last week, I'm still on bail right now. You're off of it, but you're on bail. They arrest you for anything. You got another contempt of court charge. You go in. You possibly go into the pokey for
defend yourself because you're in jail.
Yeah. Right. So you kind of have to walk on eggshells to some extent when you're out and on bail, but you don't want to because you want to stand up for freedom. You want to stand up for whatever, you know, people are being aggressive against. And that's why people staying together and being, you know, having solidarity, for lack of a better term, I think could really go a long way.
Right. The man is quite good at putting a lot of pressure on an individual who constantly says no. But as a group, I mean, not only would he back up the court over the same issue, but like I observed this last time in the county jail here, it's full. You know, 12 people could get arrested. They could figure out a way to probably shift around enough beds.
Mm-hmm.
50 or 100, they're going to have to decide whether to lock you up or kick somebody else out. You know, 100 people, you can't just, you know, flip around a few beds or put somebody on the floor for 100 people.
Yeah.
So the numbers are definitely key.
So numbers are the critical issue here. And so go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's happening. But I also agree with you, Ademo, that it's nice to have different waves of activism. So, like, for instance, before we moved here, I was inspired to come here by some of the civil disobedience that folks like Russell Canning and Kat Canning were doing. Russell, by the way, was recently arrested for are chalking a federal court building or some federal building down in Texas. And I have yet to hear any update on his status. They apparently have disappeared him down there. Oh. So that's a pretty bad bad scene. But anyway, I was inspired by those early civil disobedience folks, and then I moved here, and I encouraged other people to move, and there was kind of like another wave of civil disobedience activists after Russell and Kat kind of had, you know, retired from civil disobedience, so to speak. And so, you know, they're going to have to be different waves because one person can only bear so much. The more that you get arrested, the more likely they are to hit you with, like, a repeat offender status. And then
I'd like to see more of a wave. I think it's just more of, like, some people have... in and out, like one person goes, one person comes type thing. Like, we need a wave or, like, five more people.
Well, aren't you guys going to work on something like that for next summer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are. Hopefully the quick idea is the Summer of Rage, Radicals Advocating Government Extinction 2012 from Keene, New Hampshire. It'll pretty much be like a real-world experience, but for activists. So, like, everything will be filmed, about 20 people in one house. And wow. We hope to bring all types of activism, political, outside the system, tracking numbers down, the whole works.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, so hopefully it works out. But
so is that something that LibertyOnTour.com will be facilitating?
Yep, exactly. It'll be through LibertyOnTour.com. And, it's 2012 is the projection for it. So there's still a lot to hash out, some charges to get rid of, and a possible another tour in the middle. So
yeah, there's still a lot to do up here, and we can't handle it all by ourselves. So if you are excited by what's going on in New Hampshire, it doesn't have to be Keene. Just get your butt up to New Hampshire.
Just move. Yeah, right now.
You know, there's a lot of people out in Manchester. That's a real destination. There's a lot of, you know, it's a big economy. It's the biggest city. I think the Seacoast is attracting some folks as well. Families, I think, a lot of families are moving out there. But we're starting to see more diversity in the movement. There's more, I guess, families moving up to Keene, and there's actually single women apparently moving up here as well, which is, you know, nice to see because it's been a mostly male kind of dominated movement, single males for the most part.
I blame the males for that. All they got to do is just go out and date somebody.
There you go.
It should work.
Wouldn't be that hard, right?
So coming up here, again, LibertyOnTour.com for more with the demo. He's going to stick with us here for most of the show, and then I think your partner Pete's going to come
Pete,
in.
Pete'll come in, sub out.
So we'll talk to him as well. A Michigan woman facing 93 days in jail for planting a vegetable garden. Now, if you may recall, we talked recently about a guy who was facing a $5,000 fine for gardening too much. So you could have a garden. I think this one was in Georgia. He could have a garden, but if he's got too many veggies in his garden, then it becomes like, you know, commercial operation or something.
Too prolific for them, yeah.
Yeah, so they charged him with a $5,000 fine. We'll find out what's happening with this lady here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours for free. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. You'll see the last week's worth at the top of the page, then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All of it free for you at freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you should reserve your berth now. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. As I understand it, there are still berths available. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. So the news is from Gawker.com, where it's summertime, so let's harvest some locally grown organic outrage. A Michigan woman is facing up to 93 days in jail for planting a vegetable garden in her own front yard. Oak Park, Michigan resident Julie Bass planted the vegetable beds in her front yard because the price of organic food is so high. But the city booked Bass under a regulation that says a front yard has to have suitable live plant material. Apparently, people were offended that her lawn wasn't an artificially lush, perfectly flat carpet of green grass.
You know, this has always baffled me about sort of America, and why in the world have we turned into a nation of grass farmers? I mean, this plant, this vegetable, it is not useful for anything other than sort of playing sports on or something.
This is no reflection of America, though. This is some ornery bureaucrat who has some fetish for green lawns who's now going to use it's abuse of power to say.
You know, actually, this lady was complained upon, and I'm not gonna say. I'm not saying.
Okay, so it's one neighbor then that's a grass.
There are people like this. I mean, there are people who are obsessed over having the perfect green lawn.
I was just saying that Mark was saying that when did we, the Americans or whatever, become this?
True. Like, it was collectivizing.
Yes,
it's not fair.
A little far.
Drive down the street. I'm not collectivizing. Look at people. They're worried about these stinking this grass. It does nothing.
Maybe they're worried about it, complain about it. But if we went around that neighborhood and asked, would you want to pay for this woman to go to jail for 93 days? I would hope the majority, 9 out of 10 at least, would say no, and the one crazy guy on the block doesn't.
I'm not sure that the person who turned her in would have wanted that either. All they want to do is control your behavior. And this lady has said no. And I think that that's what people need to do, is say no.
Meaning she's not going to put grass plugs in or whatever?
She's kept her beautiful, and all you have to do is see a picture of this beautiful raised bed garden that she has going on there. And by the way, it's not all vegetables. She has and plenty of vegetables, flour. But there are flowers in this, and it's attractive. There's nothing wrong with this.
According to myfoxdetroit.com, and I suppose Oak Park is somewhere near Detroit?
It is near Detroit.
The price of organic food, she says, is kind of through the roof, said Julie Bass, so why not grow your own? However, Bass's garden is a little unique because it's in her front lawn. She said, we thought it'd be really cool to do it so the neighbors could see. The kids love it. The kids from the neighborhood all come and help. Bass's cool garden has landed her in hot water with the city of Oak Park. Code enforcement gave her a warning, then a ticket, and now she's been charged with a misdemeanor. That's right. Misdemeanor typically means up to a year in jail in most places, by the way, in case you didn't know that. She said, I think it's, the Bass told Fox 2's Alexis Wiley that I think it's sad the city of Oak Park, that's already strapped for cash, is paying a lot of money to have a prosecutor bothering us.
I agree. And besides that, they're threatening her with jail 93 days.
Yeah.
I mean, what, the people of Oak Park need to be paying that? To keep this woman in a cage and feed her bologna sandwiches for 93 days?
Well, Oak Park City Planner Kevin Rilkowski says that's not what we want to see in a front yard.
Yep, that's what
he says.
It's
not your front yard, buddy.
That's,
who cares?
Well,
move.
It's that really encapsulates it, though. It's what we want, and
we the city,
right? Well,
he didn't sugarcoat it at all.
If it was the elected politicians in the city, they say that it's suitable plant material, which means that, you know, it's really up to the bureaucrats.
That's what the next question here in this piece from My Fox Detroit says, is why? Well, the city's pointing to a code that says the front yard has to be suitable, or has to have suitable live plant material. The big question is, what is suitable? So we asked Bass whether she thinks she has suitable live plant material. She says it's definitely live, it's definitely plant, and it's definitely material. We think it's suitable. So we asked Rilkowski why it's not suitable. And his response is as follows. If you look at the definition of what suitable is in Webster's dictionary, it will say common. So if you look around and you look in any other community, what's common to a front yard is a nice grass yard with beautiful trees and bushes and flowers. So I'm sorry, lady. You're just not common enough.
Well, and
you're not common enough, so you'll go to jail now for 93 days.
Okay, so you know, there's the gimme on this one. He sort of wins that, but think about some.
Well, he doesn't win that.
Well, it's true that grass is in most yards, but think about this for a second. There is grass that can grow out of control. I mean, there's lots of during the news report here on this, they showed lots of pictures that they drove around Oak Park and got pictures of people's lawns who are out of control. Bushes and you know, shrubs are just growing all over the place. So you can have an out-of-control common lawn, but you can't have a well-manicured, beautiful, uncommon lawn.
Well, no, see, he doesn't win anything, Mark, because he's an aggressor, and it doesn't matter to me what he thinks other people are doing or what other people are doing with their lawns. It should have no bearing what most people do with their lawns. He's basically saying, you need to be like everyone else, lady. And I find that to be despicable.
Me too. And he's saying, I'll put you in a cage for it. I mean, they're going to use force. Do they say anything about if she just goes to jail? Are they going to come to like her property with a bulldozer? Because obviously she doesn't sound like she's going to
Good question.
Remove them herself.
I would imagine they may do something drastic like that because,
she's supposed to get a jury trial on this. And then I think she's relying on a jury of her peers to decide that this is stupid.
I hope
They'll drop this before then, but still the threats have been
I don't
made.
Know that they will. I mean, first they came after her with threats and then fines and now a misdemeanor charge.
Who knows, man? They may try to stack the jury with grass growers.
Well, the jury's full of grass growers. And unfortunately, juries tend to be old people, and old people tend to spend more time on their grass than most. But is all people need to do is see a picture of this. What the average homeowner is going to be concerned with is property value. And I don't think that this lady's raised bed gardens in the front of her house are doing anything to the property value.
It shouldn't matter if she had two old, rotting 57 Oldsmobiles in her front yard. It's her property.
Yeah, well, she's going to jail if that's the case. I mean, I'm just saying.
What do you mean?
That's the reality. If she puts, go ahead and put two old rotting Oldsmobiles in your front yard. Call it performance art, and see if your butt doesn't go to jail. Then
she's probably going to go to jail in this case.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, that's just how warped people are then these days. They'll call the cops or the code enforcer.
If you want to avoid living next to somebody with two beat up old cars in their front lawn or boxed gardens, then you need to live in a deed restricted neighborhood where you and your neighbors have agreed to a certain set of terms as far as how you'll behave with the outside of your home. Otherwise, I think it should be absolutely anything goes. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. But Mike Fox Detroit asked the bureaucrat what he would say to those who feel that this is ridiculous. And he responded by saying that I would argue that you won't find that opinion from most people in Oak Park.
In fact, the news story, when they went around and the news organization here did My Fox, whatever, Detroit, went around and asked people. They were like, yeah, this is ridiculous. I mean, people just, person after person after person.
Can you stop
dumb.
Me for this?
Right. They did find one old geezer that wouldn't get on, that only allowed her feet to be to be videotaped, said that she wanted it undone.
Well, there was apparently one neighbor who wasn't a fan and thinks it needs to go. He said, I know there's a backyard. Do it in the backyard. They say, why should you grow things in the front? Well, why shouldn't I? They're fine, they're pretty, and they're well-maintained, said Bass.
I agree.
It looks like the critical debate is headed for a jury trial, and neither side is backing down. She says, I could sell out and save my own self and just not have them bother me anymore, but there's no telling what they're going to harass the next person about. Good for her. That's the right position to take. You got to make a stand if you want to have freedom. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo joining us courtesy of libertyontour.com. Make sure you drop on by to see what those guys are up to, because there's always something happening there. In fact, they're going down to Massachusetts in just over a week's time for a trial where Ademo and Pete will be facing felony wiretapping charges for recording the police out in the open. Now, I'm sure you guys are aware of what happened with John Kurtz, the activist from OrlandoCopWatch.com down in Florida. He did not get charged with a wiretapping violation for recording the police, but when he was recording the police on video, I guess they were abusing somebody, and he pulled out his camera and did some cop watching. He was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct.
It was obstructing, felony obstructing, right? Of an
investigation. No, well, actually, the felony was, there was a couple misdemeanors, and it was one felony. The felony was assault on a police officer.
Right.
Which he was not found guilty of because there was video evidence exonerating him of that one, or vindicating him. But he was convicted of resisting arrest. You guys are only facing the wiretapping charges, is that right?
No, that's not. We have wiretapping charges, I have resisting arrest and trespassing,
okay,
as well as a possible disorderly conduct. I'm not too sure yet. And then Pete has an additional felony for an alleged ammunition charge.
Oh, that thing's still going, huh?
Yeah, there is a motion to suppress the evidence on that, as well as a vehicle manipulation number.
Because in Massachusetts, it's like a total police state as far as gun ownership is concerned. You can't even have ammunition. He didn't have a gun. He just allegedly had ammunition.
Yeah, allegedly had ammunition, but on Monday they're going to have to answer why they were looking in a locked storage unit in a closed ammo box for a VIN number. So it's going to be a hard question to answer.
So you guys actually have a hearing on Monday in Greenville?
Yes, Pete has a hearing on Monday to suppress the reason for searching the RV. A moment to bring people back. We were arrested at the Franklin County Jail, and about 2.5 blocks north and little ways west, the RV was parked, MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, and they had no reason. It wasn't involved in the arrest at all. No
right.
reason other than to punish us further to go in it, and that's what they did. So hopefully that will get thrown out because it's not related. There's no reason to go in the RV.
So even if they, let's say the jury in your case, decides to find you not guilty on the wiretapping charges, you're still facing two or three misdemeanors.
Yeah, and just like John, I mean, but to most folks, if you'd ask them, they would assume, like I had thought, that if the original reason for you being arrested is thrown out, then any subsequent charge afterwards that was a direct result of that, like resisting arrest. If I don't think I should be arrested and I turn out to be right, then how can I still be guilty of resisting even if you actually resisted?
Apparently you can.
I know, that's
crazy.
Most people would think logic would say yes. If you shouldn't have been arrested, and if you should not, and if you weren't arrested, you would not have resisted. Therefore, if you first reason
yeah,
for
if
being
it's
arrested,
a bad arrest, if you're found not guilty of the arrest, then resisting right. arrest should be tossed out.
Right. But unfortunately, that's why the system isn't about justice, but it's about compliance.
It's about obedience and cash. They want to extract as much of both of those things from you as they possibly can. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Pat is listening in Athens, Ohio, to WAIS. Hello, Pat.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Pat?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about education, but I've been listening to your conversation. You begin to feel like we're living in a feudalistic state and they're using the police to control a peasant who has to serve the elite ruling class. I mean, that's what it's beginning to
feel
like.
Yeah, I mean, the police will actually call you subject.
I'm not sure that it's beginning to do that. I think that it may very well have been that way all along. I think that Maryland was set up as a fiefdom, Pennsylvania was given to William Penn as a war debt to the king. He could set it up any way he want. He chose to set it up with more religious freedom, but that's pretty much the great experiment, or whatever that was called, is pretty much gone. I really do think that property taxes are essentially the bounty that one pays the lord as the vassal.
It's amazing to me, and it just hit me as you were telling, you know, as you were talking about what they're going through with the police and how they're just intrusive and they do whatever they want. Anyhow, education is my thing. I develop and build charter school. Charter schools are a step in the right direction, but we still have the thumb of the government on everything we do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I am looking to start establishing a private school system, but you know where I think you as libertarians and myself as a foundationalist, a constructionalist, a constitutionalist, I want to infuse Christianity back into the school system.
Well, first of all, I'm not a libertarian. I don't know if anybody on this show would just self-describe as a libertarian. I am a voluntarist. So am I. Yeah, I'm not going to speak for Mark. I don't know how he would describe
it. I'm a Quaker.
Hey, dude, if you want to start your own school and put Jesus in it all over the place, that's your business.
And I think that's the true path to lasting restoration. I think we have... I'll put it to you this way. I think we are under a state religion right now, and it's called secular humanism. So we are funding...
What is secular humanism?
Secular humanism is where man extols himself as God. He is the end-all and be-all to his life and his existence, which sounds a little bit like a libertarian, but
why would that sound like a libertarian? I don't understand.
I think the libertarians, they want to be their be-all and end-all. To everything, and I'm not so afraid.
I don't know what that means. Can you tell me more about what you mean by that?
Well, let's see. They want to live for their own sake, which is fine. Okay.
For their own sake.
And they can do whatever they want.
Who doesn't live for their own sake? I mean, if you don't take care of you, how can you take care of anybody else?
Exactly. Understand. The libertarianism, I believe, carries it maybe a little bit too far. I can't swear abortion, which I hear a libertarian stand that says, you know, well, it's her body, she can do what she wants.
I think that abortion actually is an issue that exists outside of the liberty movement. There are people that believe two different things. That they believe that life should be protected and that one's right to one's body should be protected. I think that either one of those is a libertarian position, so I don't think that the abortion is a liberty issue.
Well, that helps. Thank you.
Although I would say that a woman owns her own body and she can do whatever she damn well pleases.
And I would say that a woman is responsible for her actions, and if she creates a fetus, it's not like she didn't know what the hell was going to happen, and she's responsible for that.
Well, meaning you'd put her in a cage if she got rid of it?
I don't think that creating a prohibition worked in the past on it, but I do think that it is moral culpability.
So how would you hold her responsible?
I think that she should have take responsibility for her actions.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, does that mean she can have an abortion or not?
She should bring the child to term.
And if she doesn't?
I don't know. But what could you possibly do about it?
Okay, as long as you're not advocating putting her in a cage, would you cage a woman like that, sir? Pat?
Would I? I would not cage a woman like that, but there's responsibility. Intercourse is for procreation, okay?
Hey, if you want to ostracize somebody for... It's fine with me, man. If you want to ostracize somebody for doing something that you don't like, that's fine. As long as you aren't advocating putting somebody in a cage for making a decision about their own, you know, their own person, then that's fine by me. So I guess I don't really
understand. I don't like how you characterize that. It's not a decision about her own person. It's a decision to end a human life.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
No, it's not my opinion. What else is it?
Well, it's a parasite.
If I can't kill you, if I get charged with, killing the child, mm-hmm. if I'm a robber, then why shouldn't she be charged with killing the robber, killing the child?
It's not a child. It's a fetus.
Then in that case, the law should be designed that if you kill a pregnant woman, that you're not charged with two murders. At this point,
you shouldn't be.
Well, that's your opinion, and it stinks. The fact is, it's a human life. It's nothing but a human life. It's got 46 chromosomes. And if you're going to change the definition of human life, well, you can do it in your own little world, but it doesn't change
reality. You both have a different definition of human life. I mean, it's two. Neither one's right or wrong. You just you have a stance on one issue. He has a stance on one issue. And if that butts heads or is a deal breaker, which is obviously not because you share a show, so be it. So I don't think there's really an answer to abortion. It's a wasteless topic.
Pat, whatever. What else do you want to share tonight?
Well, I'm just looking for some unity in getting the government out of the education business.
I'm there.
Get them out of everything.
Yeah, there you go. Get them out of everything.
Hey, thanks, Pat. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airways, and I agree with you, Ademo. Nobody's ever going to agree on this topic. People feel very strongly about this particular issue, and as long as you're not willing to put somebody in a cage over it, then that's fine with me, because people should be free to control their own bodies. If there's something in there that they don't want, they should be able to take it out.
And people should be responsible for their actions, and they should not kill other people.
Right.
But they're not, so don't talk to the ones that you don't like.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I would agree with you there, Mark. I don't think penises are people. 800-259-9231, you can take control.
When do they start being people?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you.
At 4 or 5?
I don't know. I don't have an answer
for
you.
I can tell you my son's...
Hour number two is next. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.